Think systemically. You are not the only one with problems and needs. Weigh your request against how many other ministry areas will be affected. What if other reports ask for this exact same thing? Ministry is interrelated. There is a cause and effect relationship within organizations. If you move this lever, three trap doors inevitably and inadvertently open up. You need to be a student of the entire church and in the entire process. It is foolish to think and only consider your area and to think exclusively about your singular needs. Here's an important tip. If your church publishes the amount of giving that comes in each week, be sure to take mental note of every one of those things and document it well. Learn how much is a good week and learn how much is a bad week. I'm so surprised at how many leaders in staff positions are absolutely in the dark as to the financial ebbs and flows of the church offering. Listen to me on this one. If you have a big ask and a big financial need, and yet you know that the giving has been down 15%, than it normally is, your language should and would be positioned differently. Now think about it from your senior pastor and your executive pastor standpoint. I imagine as a children's pastor, you have never woken up and thought about paying the bills from the weekly offering. I have to confess, I have never looked up the giving like from a standpoint of paying salaries. I've never thought about it that way or funding programs or opportunities. I just don't live there. However, do you come to the table with your senior leaders and know that they do live there? Do you have enough emotional intelligence to know that this is a major part of their world? Do you realize that saying yes to your financial need means that the next person in line will likely get a no? Now, as previously stated, I'm gonna diligently keep an eye on the giving trends. And if I see a four-month uptick in giving, I am telling you, I am going to be more emboldened appropriately in my ask. Maybe I even go so far as to say to my senior leader, I have noticed the giving is up during this season of ministry. I've done that many times. In addition, weigh your requests with the following question. What if three other leaders ask for the same thing? Simply remembering that you're not the only staff person will help you be more intelligent and a far greater system-wide thinker. This type of thinking, I tell you, will be rewarded. Bottom line, when leading up, knowing the life and health of the overall church will inform how and when I might lead up.